Docking confirmed. New residents have arrived at the International Space Station.
The Soyuz docked at the ISS on autopilot after the two-day flight from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Russian cosmonaut Pavel Vinogradov, American astronaut Jeffrey Williams, and Brazilian Marcos Pontes, who was the first to enter the station a short time later.
Hello.
Marcos,
hi, Marcos.
Traditionally, it is the head of mission, or Vinogradov, who goes in first. But this time, the honor was conferred on Pontes, much to the delight of millions of his countrymen and women watching a live television feed back home in Brazil, where he has become a national hero. The first Brazilian spaceman unfurled his country's flag and smiled as he was greeted by American William MacArthur and Russia's Valery Tokarov, who have been on the station since last October. Pontes is a 43-year-old Brazilian Air Force officer who will stay on the station for the next 9 days, conducting various experiments before returning to Earth with the current two-man crew on April 9th. Vinogradov and Williams are then due to spend the next 6 months on the ISS. They will prepare for the arrival of a U.S. space shuttle in July, which will bring Thomas Reiter from Germany, who will also make an extended stay in space. The ISS has depended on the Russian space program to ferry crews and cargo to and from the station since the Columbia shuttle disaster 3 years ago. The shuttle Discovery did make a trip to the ISS last July, but had problems with the foam insulation on its external fuel tank. NASA engineers say changes made since then should make everything ready for another flight this coming July. Bill Gasparini for VOA News, Moscow.